News in brief at Press TV. Polls close in the Autonomous Republic of Crimea's referendum. Official reports put the turnout at 85%. Exit polls suggest that 93% of the participants have voted in favor of joining Russia. Russian president says referendum in Crimea complies with international law. Vladimir Putin also stated that Russia respects the choice of the Crimean people. He made the remarks in a phone conversation with German Chancellor Angela Merkel. The German Chancellor condemned Russia's military deployment in Crimea. Indian-controlled Kashmir has witnessed another day of general strike. Pro-independence groups staged a strike to protest against Friday's killing of a Kashmiri teenager by Indian forces. Although authorities have ordered a probe into the killing, tensions continue to run high in the grief-stricken area. Palestinians in Israeli jails are on hunger strike. They are protesting their detention without any charge or trial. Fresh reports suggest that many hunger strikers are now in unstable condition and could die any moment. A former Egyptian presidential candidate has called the upcoming election a farce. Khaled Ali says the April vote favors only one candidate in an apparent reference to Army Chief Abdel Fattah al-Sisi. He further called on the country's army to stay out of politics. The Syrian army has finally taken full control of Yarmouk. The strategic town sits near the highway linking Aleppo to Damascus, close to Syria's border with Lebanon. According to the army, a large number of foreign-backed Takfiri militants have been killed in the operation. Iraq's prime minister believes that the continuation of the Syrian crisis will lead to the ouster of the Saudi regime. Nouri al-Maliki says that Riyadh is instrumental in dragging on the crisis. He also blamed the U.S. for the continued bloodshed in Syria. Malaysian defense and transport ministers have confirmed that the search for the missing plane will expand with the help of more countries. Hishamuddin Hussein said that 25 countries have now joined the search mission. A vast arc of land and ocean is currently being combed.